and welcome everyone. Welcome to our weekly conversation with Maitreya Room. The weekly conversation with Maitreya will be open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your question. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya. Do not be combative and do not ask questions which are not related to religion. These gatherings are to have a direct conversation with Maitreya, and so we can learn this new teaching and realize how this indeed is from God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings, and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. We will conduct these sessions as we do our regular live sessions during the week. The differences are, we do not read Maitreya's teachings since Maitreya himself is here, and Maitreya is the person who will answer your questions in a conversational manner, not as a discourse as he did before. If you would like to listen to his previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room called Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously. If you like Maitreya to answer your question as a discourse, request it to be answered that way, not in a conversational manner. Number one, those who raise their hand will have priority and will be answered first. Two, if there is no hand raised, the questions in text will be answered. Three, if no hand is raised and there are no questions in text, Maitreya will explain the eternal divine path and our teachings. We will have this session for 1.5 hours.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Mission of Maitreya's conversation room. I hope my sound is okay, and you can hear me fine. Again, we are here together to study and discuss the new revelation from God. Alright, thank you. Great. And we're going to be here together for an hour and a half here. And if you have any question about this new revelation, which unifies all religions of the world and finish all the prophecies and the beginning of the golden age, has indeed dawned, and now we are in the beginning of the 1,000 years of marathon. Is this Maitreya talking? Yes, it is. And we hope that you have gone to our website and have studied the teachings, how all the revelation to this point has been revealed to humanity separately, and each of them have a specific message for humanity. And now God has revealed to humanity how all this religion can be put together, and a path is revealed which is called eternal divine path. And it is not a dogmatic religion or believe in a couple of things then you're gonna go to heaven. Yes, the planet toward coming of the peace, but unfortunately it's not gonna happen right away unless everybody comes and listen to us and bring the communities of light all over the place and create the kingdom of heaven on earth right away, which has doubts with the human ego that present on earth. That thing is going to happen as easily as we think it should. If the leaders of the world come and join us today and they all realize that there is only one God and he has sent all of them, and they agree with us, and they put their ego to the ice and become a channel for God, of course we will have the kingdom of heaven on earth tomorrow. But human ego is big and huge, and especially the leaders, they have their own agenda and their thinking, and therefore they will not come and relent to this new teaching. Therefore, it sounds like we are going to go through some rough roads before we get to that point. And that rough road, of course, already is manifesting itself all over the place. And you can see that Earth is going through the birth pain at this time. But eventual realization will come to many people that indeed there is one God, one humanity, and a system that is revealed through this mission, and the revelation will help humanity eventually come together and create one humanity, one Earth under one God, and will bring the peace to us as we all long to see that peace comes. But it all depends upon each of us. Each of us have to, you know, see the vision, go and study the new revelation, and come and get behind the work that God has sent to us, and bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. And realize that all the prophets of God have come to humanity to reveal this truth that there is one God, and if there is one God, how can we have so many religions? Now God says why, to this point, He's been sending, you know, this revelation separately. Now where each religion falls and where does it belong, how putting all them together only will give the whole picture, and therefore then it becomes very clear. Yeah, it makes sense. Actually, those people who are ready for this revelation, the moment they see this teaching, you know, they say, yes, that makes sense. Actually, somebody was asking me, why did I think about this? You know, before he read and understood the relationship between all the religions of the world, you know, he was wondering, it is so simple, it makes so much sense, and it is really based on the scriptures and the word of God, and it completely shows that it is from God, there is no doubt about it. Therefore, you have to come and see this vision and become an instrument for God to spread it all over the earth. And I am the first candle or light, and you are the second and the third, and as we candle and lighten other people to see this vision clearly, we will have more people who will see this revelation, and will our number increase, and the number of course is the hand of God. The more people we will reach and they can see the vision clearly and come and join us, eventually one day we will reach the critical point, and the scale will tip, and the kingdom of God will come on earth. Therefore, humanity is called for another great evolutionary step to realize that, you know, their religion is okay, but each of them is a part of a greater truth, and by that realization, of course, they can come together and create the kingdom of heaven on earth. It's very easy to create them. You have to, the first step is to know thyself, to awaken your spiritual forces, and when you get to know yourself a little bit better, you know, create community. Kingdom of heaven on earth is based on the communities of light, and that is when each of us have to start to create. Of course, you don't have to create it right now. Right now we are calling for the facilitating body, people who see this vision and facilitate the message to be preached and reached to every corner on the earth. And actually the gospel, the new teaching, the revelation is being preached every day in the Paltark to humanity, and all the revelation is read to them, and therefore they are reach this way. Of course, we like to reach in every way possible, with the radio, television, you know, any possibility that we can think about, we can reach them and let them know how God worked to this point, and eventually human dogma is gonna have to go, and the truth has to come to humanity, and the truth is that God said there is gonna be seven revelations, and there is going to be seven seals, and the mystery of God will not be finished. That means nobody knows the truth, nobody knows the whole picture, nobody knows the answer until the seventh angel comes. And that is in Revelation. And now the seventh angel has come, and the mystery of God is indeed finished. And now this revelation is the beginning of the rest of the plan of God. Therefore, the plan of God has finished to this point of the coming of the seventh revelation or seventh angel. And now we are at the last stage of his plan, which everybody can easily read in the revelation. And if you want to know the meaning of it, of course, read the revelation of the revelation in our website, and it clearly tells you what is coming. Actually, we have the correct news of what is going to happen in the future than any radio, television, BBS, CBS, MBS, whatever news group you're going to listen. They really don't have the whole picture. They have only a glance of what is happening, but we have the news of what will happen and coming. Therefore, go to our website, read our teachings, and understand how God has been sending this revelation separately, and now he revealed this to humanity clearly, that he has been sending all the religions of the world. He promised that all these revelations will come. He promised Abraham and Abraham that there will be revelation from his children, and all that. The question is, what is God? God is you, God is me, God is this table, God is this computer. God is everything. And there is nothing which is not God, and all things have been created but God, by God, and God is the creator of this universe. And why do you consider that wrong, with my little lady or bear? In fact, a dangerous deception. Oh, okay, why? You should come and take the mark and tell us what is the deception about God is everything. And God created itself. That is the intellectual question about something is beyond intellect, and humanity has been asking those questions for thousands of years, and that question, it cannot be answered by intellect. It's experience. When you experience God, then that question no longer exists. If you say we are God, why are we mortal? We are not mortal. We have been here. We will be here forever. You are making mistake of the body as immortal. Yes, they die, their physical body dies, but their soul will live and live forever. And there is nothing in the universe can be destroyed, and everything is forever. The only thing happens, they transform to different forms. You can destroy energy. Energy changes from one kind to another. Just ask the Americans about the last month, that's an ancient. I'm not here to argue with you, you know, my little bear or whatever. The New Testament and the Bible also talks about the same things, and our teaching is based But anyway, if you want to discuss things, come and pick the mic, because you just can't keep typing and you're not listening to the explanation. God created the universe, and this universe, of course, is temporary. Death is a temporary thing which happens, and the body, of course, doesn't have the ability to hold the soul anymore. Therefore, a soul leaves the body, and that is why it seems a person is dead, but actually death is a permanent sleep, and there is nothing more. And your problem is you're taking the human body as soul and essence, and that is when your mistake comes in, and you think that death is the end of life. Actually, death is not the end of life, it's the beginning of another incarnation. And those who realize themselves and go back to the essence, they no longer need to come and die and continue this lifetime. So you have to expand, you have to realize. That's why we suggest you first go to our website and realize what the teachings are. Realize what's the essence, what is Atman, what is self, what is soul. And then you recognize and realize that you have been here. It's just like you have an amnesia. You have forgotten that you were with God. And now you have so separated yourself from God, and that's actually what Maya is. Maya is the separation from God, and therefore now you feel that I am my body dies, therefore I die. You don't. It is absolutely two different things. These are the deepest level of teachings. The Bible clearly says that the dead sleeps in the dust of earth till the resurrection day. Well, resurrection is every day. Look, we know about the Bible. We know about your teaching and your understanding. Your understanding is false. The will of the resurrected. Well, what is going to be resurrected? The human body changes every 7 years. Is it going to be resurrected when it is 2 years old, or is it going to be resurrected when you're 7 years old? Is it going to be resurrected, the body that you die with, you know? And even that body, you know, it's been changed every 7 years to the death. See? So you can see the resurrection has a deeper meaning of being resurrected from your lower nature to higher self, in the sense of a physical thing that many people believe that will happen. It will not happen that way. And those teachings are symbolic, meaning that you have to understand the symbolic meaning of those teachings, not what the preachers tell us what to believe. Well, only for the ones who died today, okay? History will prove you who is wrong. Exactly. Let us wait to see if people have been waiting for resurrection for all this time. Now it is actually the time of resurrection. Those who have been meditating and being reincarnated now are resurrected to this new teaching. You will be and therefore we can see that those teachings are from the carnal mind, because the carnal mind doesn't understand the meaning of the word of God. They take it literally, and of course when they take it literally, you do not see the deeper level. Okay, another question he has is, next question, what do you think about the Sunday worship? Well, actually, Christ never really resurrected Sunday. Sunday was the day of the sun in Roman time, and they continued the Sunday worship, and they changed the day that Christ resurrected to Sunday, because that was the day of their holiday. Okay, is sound okay? I received an PM that sound is a little choppy, and I hope sound is okay. So, actually, Christ said he is going to stay in the belly of the earth for 3 days and three nights. According to Christian teaching these days, he died on Friday and resurrected Sunday. That is only 2 days, 1 day and two nights, and he felt the only sign he gave that he's going to be in the belly of the earth for 3 days and three nights. And in truth, he died on Wednesday evening. Okay, why don't you come to the mic? That is not going to work. You just keep typing your thing and you're not discussing things. Don't be mistaken on this. Stay there 3 days. Yeah, he was crucified on Wednesday afternoon. There was an special Sabbath, and he rose in Saturday night. So he never really was on Sunday. Therefore, the Sabbath should have stayed on Saturday as God demanded, the 7 days of the week, but they have changed it to Sunday. Anyway, it is because of the text, some choppy, but okay, we cannot continue this way if you want to jump from one topic to another and not come to take the mic. If you wasn't it instantly by God as creation. This is not the way to have a conversation. If you continue this, I have to red dot you because you are not conversing here. You just keep typing. If you want to take the mic and talk to me, but you have the mic all the time. No, I'll let you raise your hand. My little, raise your hand. I give you mic to you. Go ahead.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak. This is my little teddy bear. Now, I'm very interested in what you have to say, because I read in the Bible that at the end times of human history, there will be something like the movement you created, but the Bible also clearly states that it will be a fake movement, that there will be people who will say the Messiah has come, but the Bible clearly states that when the Messiah will come, he will be seen by every eye on the world, from the north to the south, and from the east to the west, will see him. It will be like a lightning. So if they say, Christ is there, and Christ is over there, and this is in the house, the Bible says it's a fake. Concerning Sunday and Sabbath worship, there is no question that the Bible emphasizes Sabbath worship, you know? And you're mistaken if you say that, let's say that Sunday is the right day to worship. What you also do is to unify different beliefs is also a problem, because the Bible splits the beliefs. It sticks to the truth, you know? And truth cannot be corrupted, not even by you, you know? Because you will always face the truth of God. And it will happen in a quick and very soon.
Okay, well, we know all the things you just said. We already know them. They have been brought to our attention many times, but you are wrong, because what you are saying is wrong interpretation of the Bible. That is true. Everybody will see him. If anybody who has a connection to internet can see me pretty easily, and also it relates to the third eye. All those who have opened their third eye and also have their spiritual open, they will see this truth is based on the Bible, is based on the prophecies of God, is based on the genealogy, is based on the Word of God, and therefore they have no doubt that it is from God. Now, it is going to come, and people say Christ is here and Christ is there. Actually, that's exactly what we say. Don't come here. You don't have to go where Christ is. You have to prove it to yourself through our teaching, through the revelation, through the prophecies, and through the truth that have come to you. And therefore, whatever you just said, all have been fulfilled, and God indeed has brought them to humanity in a clear truth and with all the signs that God said it will come to humanity. And therefore, everything you say has been answered already, and if you go to the website and study them, you will see this is the truth. Go ahead.
There is another question I would love to ask, you know, concerning the biblical Sabbath. Now, the Jewish congregation of the world worships on Sabbath, you know. Now, what you do on the internet over here, making a unification of all the churches, sounds very nice, you know, but you sacrifice the biblical truth. And that is the word of God. And that is why I, for myself, would never accept what you do. And I could never accept it. What you do actually sounds like the New World Order, you know? New World Order, a very old idea which comes from the 18th century, the account called the Illuminati Order, which is very, a lot of might in the U.S., and it's called the New Order. There will be religious unification forced by the powers of the world on all the people of the world, like it was in the Old Testament, in the days of Daniel, when everybody had to bow down before the image which King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon raised up. Everybody had to bow before this image. Only three Hebrews didn't, and God actually honored them. And the same will happen in the end times, shortly before Jesus Christ is returning to this planet. Therefore, your movement, which you call the Maitreya, even the Bible speaks, before Jesus Christ, the true Jesus Christ is coming back to this planet, there will be a
Little, if you have any question or you want to discuss, go ahead. We know about, you know, your emotional, you know, religion and the things that you just telling us. You know, if you want to discuss something, go ahead, discuss. Stop preaching, okay? We know all about your belief and your understanding and all that. But if you want to feel correct, it's different than you want to learn. If you are here to learn or at least discuss, fine. But don't come to the mic and preach and bring up all these words, okay? And ask your question one at a time. You just go on and jump from one. Before I ask one question, answer one, you jump to another one and you do this and that. Let us, one question at a time, let us discuss things. Don't get emotional. Don't throw your, you know, belief all over the place. We know about all those things, okay? And all of them have answers. They have been answered. So please, just calm down, okay? And bring your question one at a time and let us discuss it. Go ahead.
Well, see, my friend, you know, I'm not emotional. I just try to bring my point across. Now, you bounce me. You don't allow me to speak freely. I mean, you must also give me opportunity to state my position, you know. The only thing I state on here in the public is that I say that the Bible, the New Testament, clearly states that before the true Jesus Christ, the historical Jesus Christ, is returning to the planet Earth for what the Jewish people call the Yom Kippur, what is called the Day of Judgment, you know, there will be a fake Messiah. In fact, the Bible also says that it is done by the devil. You can read about yourself in the New Testament, you will find out yourself, and that is all I wanted to bring across. That's why we look at your movement very carefully, and we challenge you. We challenge you, because we are not going to be deceived or mistaken.
Okay, well, you can challenge me as much as you want, I don't mind, okay? But if you want to discuss it, fine, you just state your position, and your position is you're wrong, your interpretation is wrong, and Christ came 2,000 years ago, God said there's going to be even a revelation from the Ishmael, and you did not accept it because you are still wanted to state your position, and you did not see the Word of God, and the Word of God has come to you now again explaining to you what happened, but you are still hanging into your own dogmas instead of going and studying the teaching that God sent to you again, and you get emotional, and you don't even let me answer your questions because, you know, you're afraid that what I say makes sense, and it does make sense. God has told to Ishmael and Isaac, both of them gonna have a prophet come out of them. Christ came as prophet from Isaac, and Prophet Muhammad came from Ishmael. Then God prophesied that Bob is gonna come. Bob came, and he said there's gonna be seven revelation, and there was. And he said that when the seventh revelation comes, the mystery of God is going to finish, and it did. We do honor the Sabbath in Saturdays, and that is another sign that the Sabbath will be restored again as original command of God to be taken. So everything makes sense in this religion. The only thing that doesn't make sense is that you do not go and study the teaching and become familiar with it before coming here and yelling and emotionally trying to tell us we are wrong. That is fine, of course, you can do that. You have the right to hang into your wrong interpretation of God. But of course, at the end, God will judge between us, and judgment is going to be very, very... Yeah, what you mean? I never answered your question till now. Your question jumps all over the place. I ask you, ask your question one at a time. Come and ask, okay, about Sabbath. When is the Sabbath? Sabbath is Saturday. Sabbath, you know, even Christ rose in Saturday. Okay, that is when the original God said when the Sabbath is going to be, and that is when it is. And yes, you have to keep the Sabbath holy, and that's exactly what we do here. In Sabbath, we even fast and meditate, and we give sad song, and we talk about God and all those things. If you study and understand our teaching, you will see indeed God has fulfilled all those things that He said. And it's only for the Jews? No, it is not only for the Jews. Actually, Jews only a remnant of a 12 tribe of Israel. There were 10 tribes that lost completely. You see, you don't know anything about our teaching, and you judge us, and that is not good, okay? If you really want to judge someone, you have to get to know them first before you can judge. Go ahead. But please stay in the topic, ask a question, don't jump all over the place, and don't get emotional. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead, Honey 41. Hello, Honey 41. If you want to grab the mic, go ahead. If you have any questions, we again encourage everyone to go to our website first, study our teaching, realize what is happening here in truth. Don't just accept the words out there that Maitreya is Antichrist and he has come to take over the religions and the world and destroy, you know, the teaching. That is not truth. The truth is that God has did reveal that he will send the seventh revelation, and then of course when the seventh comes, the mystery of God will be finished. Honey, if you have any question, go ahead and grab the mic, otherwise I have to bring your hand down. Okay, if apparently he doesn't have any question, I don't know why you keep your hand was up, honey, 41. So we can see that people are misjudging this mission. They have not really recognized exactly what is happening here. If this revelation and the truth was not based on God and his prophecies and his words, I would not be doing it either. But the truth is that all the religions have gone astray. They have misinterpreted the word of God. They have rejected the revelation of God to this point. And now still some people are doing it without going and studying and realizing that God indeed has prophesied the coming of this truth as the last revelation of God, and now it is a duty and responsibility of every person to go and find out about this truth and overcome their emotional religion. When religion becomes emotional, the logic is out. And when the logic is out, of course, people start killing each other, they're not accepting one another, and become emotional, and then the preachers and the teachers, or the false teachers, take advantage of your emotional state and create political system out of religions, and then the dance, when the destruction comes and separation starts between humans, and then killing another person from another religion, it not only is no longer looks bad, it even rewarded by those false teachers and prophets. Therefore we can see the emotional religion is one of the problems on earth in the sub humanity. Logically look at the words of God and see that though and God are very logical, and indeed he has prophesied all these things is going to happen to this point. And another thing we have to do with the humanity to teach them not to be so emotional about the religion. Just sit back, you know, see what the God said, what the word of God was, you know, in these revelations and scriptures. And it is unfortunate that we have to have so many obstacles in front of this such a wonderful revelation and teaching that humanity is still resisting it. And unfortunately, they might not start listening to this logical revelation until they go through a great tribulation and a struggle that is coming to humanity, you know, very fast. But we can see how emotional the people can become about their religion, their understanding, and they are not willing to spend time and energy to go and understand God's words, which now have come to humanity so clearly, so logically, so truth. And there's so much truth have come to do to this revelation that if you have the slightest spirit of God in you, you will see that is the truth. And But we have to repeat this revelation over and over again, and eventually come to the place that humanity starts at least responding to one. Go ahead to Frozen Brain. Apparently people keep their hand going up, and if you have any question, you know, grab the mic and let me know that you have a question. There are two people so far, they raised their hand, but they have no question and they're not grabbing the mic. Okay, this is the Mission of Maitreya. Welcome to the conversation room. This is the room that we discuss the new revelation of unification of all religions together and how all the prophets are fulfilled. It is the end of the Kali Yoga, the time of ignorance towards the golden age, and we are in the brink of this new age that is coming very fast and approaching it, and eventually human will become unemotional and logical and understand these words to be truth, and the way is the eternal divine path and creation of the communities of light, bringing God in every level in our lives, creating community based on these teachings, and creating environment that everybody who progress physically, mentally, spiritually, understand one another as the part of God, reach to a space for a higher standard of living with considering God in it with us, and therefore it has been given the way out of this destruction and whatever is on earth at this time. And if you still resist it and insist that this is not the truth, then you are in the wrong side. And of course, as this destruction will come to humanity and the elect will realize that this is the way out, we will eventually bring the kingdom of heaven on earth, and those who stay emotional, who do not progress, who do hang into the dead body of the religion, will not be incarnated for 1,000 years. So our work is cut us for us. The only thing is to bring together the elects and make them realize that they have been chosen, they have been progressing for last 1,000 years, and now we are together to work together and create the communist of light and create the facilitating body, so we can reach to every corner of the earth and bring about the kingdom of heaven on earth. Of course, it sounds like it needs a lot of patience, a lot of work, a lot of understanding, and those who have been elected to do this, of course, they will see this as a great opportunity and enjoy the right to create this kingdom while doing it on earth. If you have any question, if you have anything you wanted to discuss with me, go ahead, raise your hand and come to the mic. If you put your question, too many of them at the same time, of course, it's very hard to answer. The other people, of course, answering such questions on the text, but I haven't seen anyone that, you know, worth really to answer or discuss, because we have already answered all those things. If you go to our website, if you listen to the satsangs, if you listen to the, you know, tapes that we have, all these answers that you are asking on the text is being answered and cleared for those who are willing to spend a little time to listen to the answers. And we are looking for the elect and for the contact people. We are looking for the people who see this teaching very clearly. We are looking for the people who want to understand this teaching in a deeper level. We love to discuss things with people, but they have to have something to discuss. And just yell at us that, you know, we are wrong, that is not discussion. That is not conversation. That is just emotional outburst, and that is not going to get us anywhere. Okay, you don't know much about the letter of Hebrew. Okay, oral tradition is a bit vague. Okay, well, actually the Jewish dispensation was finished after Christ came. They were inspired by the Holy Spirit, okay, and when the Christ came and he said that, you know, the kingdom will be taken away from them and given to another nation, that was the end of that dispensation. The next was Christ, which lasted for 6,600 years, and of course to this point all the religion should have stayed to, so we will know what they said or did. But now that this revelation came, you know, all the dispensation before it is finished completely. And Christian, if the Christian and Jews realize that God also gave promise to Ishmael that there is going to be a prophet come from them, they have no choice but to accept also Prophet Muhammad as a prophet from God, and therefore all these things about, you know, who is the elect one, who is the, has the last word, or who is the only way, will go away, and they realize God's revelation even has a greater meaning than they think what it means. Do you know how accurate Jewish scribes were in the written tradition? Alright, well, how accurate were they? Well, you see, you again don't know about God's revelation and promises that He gave to the Ishmael and Is and Jake and Isaac, and you insist in something that there is much more into it that you know, and you are not willing to put the effort to go and find out that Jewish dispensation was prophesied to finish when the Shiloh come, and Shiloh came and told them the kingdom will be taken away from you and given to another nation, that Christ was prophesied to come from Isaac, and Prophet Muhammad was prophesied to come from Ishmael, and God promised every revealer to come to this point until the seven angels come. You see, you don't have the whole answer. You can't have the whole answer, because only person who has the whole answer is the revealer of the seventh seal, and he who opens the book sealed with the seventh seal, and you still insist that you know better than the revealer of the seventh seal, which God says he has the last revelation. He will give you the answer and the truth and solve the problem and the mystery of God, and you still insist that you know better than what God said. And that is emotional, that is attachment to your background. The three angels' message of revelation, the seven angels in the revelation, there is the, each of them, I don't know better, but the Bible should know better than I believe. Well, then go read our teaching, which is based on Bible, which is the seventh revelation, the revealer of the truth and the mystery of God. You know, you still insist that you know better than the Word of God because you have your own understanding and your preacher, and you don't know about our teaching. We know about your understanding, but you don't know about the new revelation and our teaching. And you have to go and study our teaching first and see how God said He will do all these things and He has done it. Therefore, we leave to God. If you don't want to do it, that's fine. We just leave you to God, because if we argue with every person who comes to our room or tries to say they are right, you know, so there is two approaches. Do you want to be right, or are you seeking the truth? If you want to be right, of course, that is an ego, and that is not going to take you anywhere. But if you want to know the truth, then the truth has already been revealed to you in our revelation, and He has explained exactly how God explained things to this point, how He promised things, He has done it, and He also promised us that His kingdom come on earth, and it will. No matter how much opposition, emotional thing happens, eventually His kingdom will come. Go ahead, my little.
Yes, thank you very much. So please, I'm interested now. You know, you, as you're a prophet, and as you're based on the Bible and on God's teachings, I'd love to know, you know, how you're going to perceive the future. So what is happening in the future to the planet Earth? How are things to unveil? Concerning, just let me add one more sentence for the three angels' message in Revelation 14, you know. That is the last warning to the world before Jesus Christ will return to this planet. Now, there is something mentioned about the seven angels. They have special functions. This is a bit earlier in the Revelation. We know very well about them as well, but that's not the topic. It's just the interest in how you view the future events which are going to happen on Earth. If you take the political scenery in the world, what happens between the Americans and the rest of the world, and many more things, you know?
Yeah, sure. Well, again, if you go to the Word of God and the Revelation, when the seven angel opens the book, then seven angel pours the last empties the last vase. Every time the seven angel does something, it says it's finished, it's done, it is the end. And of course, again in the chapter 5 of Revelation, if you read, there is a book which is sealed with the seven seals. And if nobody can open, the only person can open is the person who is the branch of the tribe of Judah, and then he opens, of course, the whole universe rejoices, because that is when the meaning of God and His words are revealed, and that book, of course, is called the Holiest of the Holies, though the Last Testament, which is the scripture of the mission of Micaiah. And now if you read that book, you understand the teaching. Now what's going to happen from now on, it is very clearly in the Bible says that the devil become very powerful, the Maya become stronger than ever been on earth, and that is the sign that it shows that the end time is coming. We can see that religions are destroyed, people are not godly anymore, they are absolutely do vile things, and they believe on the things that is not in the Word of God at all. So all the signs are there that humanity have gone astray. It is then that humanity absolutely forgets God, and the Babylon the Great, or that whore will become great and sit in her throne and glorify herself as who is greater than her. And this is when the Babylon the Great, that babbling and interpreting God's word without knowing what they meant, and believing that intellect and their understanding is better than the word of God, and they replace everything godly with everything ungodly, that is when the Babylon of the Great will fall. That is when that the great tribulation will come to humanity, and eventual victory, of course, is Christ's victory over all those ungodly things, and the bringing of the kingdom of heaven God for 1,000 years. This is the good news. The good news is His kingdom will come. We will win. We will bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. And if you hold your eye on this truth and light, although you are in the middle of the tribulation at this time, and it's going to get worse, you know it is going to get better. So this is the future that God has revealed to humanity. It has been in the Bible. It is in the Bible. It is in the Revelation. You can see it clearly there, that this is things is coming to a end and to a head, and humanity indeed is in the last days of God's plan. So if you want to know the future, read the holiest of the holy, the last testament, read the revelation of the revelation, and realize this is not a joke that we are presenting in this room. This is your salvation. This is the way for you to get out. This is the last revelation of God, and you have to come, become one with it, realize it, understand it, expand yourself to realize that Christ has come many, many times. He came as Christ. He came as Adam. He came as Moses. And He came as Christ. He came as Muhammad. He came as Bob. And now He has come back to bring this last revelation to humanity and make you realize that, you know, you have to come and join this revelation. If you don't, that's fine, but you have missed the boat again, and you will not be in the train when the last moments of this revelation will come. So if you want the truth, these are the truth. The unification of our religion has come. It shows that God has sent all this revelation. The way to create the kingdom of heaven is given. The way to bring a unity of humanity and peace have been shown. So you have been called for a great purpose. So don't get hang into what you know, but hang into what God has revealed to you. What does He know, and is the truth. This is the most clear vision that anybody can have on earth, and can absolutely free you from any other small little things that will keep you from seeing what God is doing on earth. So if you see something that we say is different than what you believe, it is your belief that is false. By understanding our teaching, you will realize that your understanding was based on the what creatures have told you or taught you, and now if this revelation gives you much greater truth than whatever you know before. So don't compare with what you know. Realize that God has sent this thing will come, and then put some effort to understanding this teaching, and then whatever you believe will change to the truth. So that is the approach of every human, have to realize if they want the truth or they want to hang into their dogmas and their belief, and not to realize God's revelation and His words. Again, welcome to the mission of Maitreya. If you have anything you want to discuss, go ahead and raise your hand. Go to our website and study the teachings and reach to every human that you can and tell them the good news that the kingdom is indeed at hand. It is approaching toward the fulfillment, the last part of God's revelation. Come join, purify yourself, take this message to every corner of the world, preach to every person you could, and Then we all wait for the day that the Babylon of the Great will fall and that our time will come. We have to increase our number by finding the elects. Elects are those who follow the eternal divine path. They have been in progress for last 12,000 years. They have been meditating, awakening their spiritual forces. They join the Hebrew community and become elect and created the Hebrew tribes and were the chosen people at that time. They are the one who followed Christ and became Christian and preached the Christianity all over the world and established Christ's teaching and gathered the last tribe of Israel who came to the West and Europe and United States and fulfilled that prophecy that he will gather the people. They came as the followers of Prophet Muhammad and they fought with the sword to establish his teaching and his religion all over the earth, and they came as the follower of Bob who were martyred and destroyed in a great number, but they prevailed and eventually brought the teaching of Bob and Baha'u'llah to the West, and they were the follower of Baba who also brought great teachings to humanity, and now they are also here again to be chosen, to be elected, to be called upon to come to join, to take the mantle of this revelation to every corner on the earth, and that is what we are waiting for. So seek the truth. The truth is that God has revealed this revelation and clarified all the confusion between religion. There is so much truth have revealed through this mission to humanity. So many points have been clarified. So many things have been revealed to man. Now they can clearly see what God has been doing, and eventually every people will see that they were just a part of a greater plan. None of them is chosen, none of them have the last word, none of them is the only way. God's only way is the eternal divine path, and the chosen people are those who follow the eternal divine path, not those who believe they are the chosen, but indeed they no longer are. They have the only way. When Christ came so many other times, so there is more than one way, and they have the last word when the prophet says he has not revealed the whole truth. How can he be the last one if he didn't reveal the last, whole truth? Now we say we did. There is nothing which has not been revealed. That's why we come here and say, go ahead. Let me start what you think that we didn't reveal. See, no hands is up. We have already explained everything to you, to humanity. So your first word questions is in French. So we completely, no longer there. Quenched. You know, your first word, first those questions is quenched, and you don't are going to have any question because there is none left that has not been answered. And indeed, my mission in revealing the revelation of God is sound like it's finished. You know, we gave Satsang for last 22 years, and we wrote, we distributed, we completed the revelation of Do, and now we created this room. You know, let us have conversation. Let us see. You know, what do you want to discuss together? And even here, you know, nobody has anything to discuss. So it means that we have revealed everything and we have explained, and God indeed did a good job. Now is the time to come together and create the facilitating body and to bring the preparation for the day of the reckoning. So, again, I don't know how this room is going to continue or not, if the reason I didn't give any satsang anymore, there was any question, and all the questions weren't as high anymore, or it was forgotten, I mean, there wasn't that much of a question left, we opened this room, it sounded like for a couple of weeks, it went pretty good, and there was a lot of discussion. Again, we don't have any discussion left, and the only thing left is the people who don't know nothing about our teaching come here and say we are wrong. And then, of course, we know about their teaching. You know, we have told these people, we know about your teaching. We know about Judaism, Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, you know, Kabbalah, this and that. You know, if you really want to discuss something, first go and study your teaching. If you find something wrong with it, then we discuss to see what is your point, and so we can understand the teaching in a greater degree. But even this is sound like it's going down. I don't know, should we continue these rooms? And I come and just chat and repeat myself over and over, or what is the best way for the mission to go from here? And of course, the best way for the mission is all of you become more dedicated. All of you become more involved with the mission. All of you do whatever you can, wherever you are, and let us know, you know, how we can work together to a greater degree. Go ahead, my little.
Just tell me, what happens to human beings when they die?
Very, very good, little. That is good. That's the way it is. It just ask a question, you know, one question at a time. We can. What happens when the people die? Anytime a person is born into life, of course they have a new body. The body is functional very well because it's young, and it grows and becomes stronger, and they become youth, and then of course after some age they start going down, because this creation is a relative truth. Nothing can stay in it forever because it's not the essence. The only thing which is permanent is God or the essence. Everything else which is created is temporary. That is why getting attached to this body is ignorance and is a delusion, and therefore you never can make a body stay, you know, or live forever. And when the time comes and this body no longer can support the essence or the spirit or the soul, it's time to, you know, leave that worn out body and go and get another one. That is why Christ said, you know, what is body? It is just like a garment, you know. When a garment become old and crooked and destroyed, you drop the garment and you go get another garment and you have a new clothing on your body. And that's exactly happened what in the body. Even in the Old Testament, God put the coat of skin on them. It means they didn't have any body, the skin the way human has. Before that, they were just psychic energy and a spirit or the essence. And then as they fell, of course, they provided with the body. So body is just like a garment, and then you die, you go to a very deep permanent sleep, and your body, of course, degenerates, and the soul or the essence leaves. The body becomes the dust of the earth, but not your soul. Yes, the body perishes. Actually, your body changes every 7 years. You have a new body. So the soul is immortal. Exactly. Soul is immortal. That I call a wishful thinking. Okay, you can call that wishful thinking if you like. That is not biblical teaching. Yes, it is biblical teaching. If you believe that John the Baptist was Elijah, and Elijah returned. How did he return? coming back and going through the womb of a mother, Martha, as John the Baptist, and therefore he was incarnated. His body, did not perish. I mean, his soul did not perish. The oldest lie of Baba, I don't believe that John was Elijah. Christ said he was Elijah. What do you mean you don't believe it? The oldest, okay, you will not, okay, and that is exactly what the Christ said, that he was John the Baptist, read your Bible, and if he was, the John the Baptist was Elijah, yes he was. How do you explain that the John the Baptist was Elijah when he came through the womb of Martha, and Christ said, yes, you know, he was Elijah. There is no other way to explain it but the way of incarnation. And the incarnation was in the Bible, but they took it out because it is easier to control people and enslave them if they believe only they have one life, and the preacher is the person who is connected to God, and therefore I better listen to the preacher. So preacher, whatever preacher says is the word of God. I have this lifetime, he is my salvation, I am a slave of the preacher. That's exactly happened to the Europe when the Catholic Church was running the whole Europe, because everybody afraid their salvation was based on Catholic Church and their preachers. Everyone must believe. I call that. Well, you don't have to believe whatever everybody says, but you have to believe the truth. Somebody asked me, "You mean I cannot think anymore?" I said, "No, you should think, but you should think correctly." That is not this mission. God doesn't want you to stop you thinking or believing things, but prove yourself, prove everything, and also listen to the word of God and the prophets. That is why you have to make it sure to yourself that what I say is the truth and who I claim I am is correct, and then test the spirit, and if you realize eventually, yes, this spirit is from God, then of course you have to realize and recognize what I say makes sense. And still prove yourself what I say. What I say is makes sense. You know, Elijah, you know, came as John the Baptist. He was born from Martha. How can Elijah, coming from the womb of a woman, as John the Baptist, can be explained any other way but he was the incarnation of Elijah? John the Baptist was the incarnation of Elijah. It is very simple. It is logical, it makes sense, it is based on the word of God, and therefore you eventually say, yes, I accept it because it is something that makes sense. So it depends, you want to become argumentative or hang into your own beliefs and dogmas, or you want to seek the truth. Eventually, logically, you have to come to that conclusion that, well, what my truth says makes sense, or it doesn't make sense. If it makes sense, then it is logical that to accept that's the truth and it's based on the word of God. If it doesn't make sense, of course, you know, you should not accept anything which doesn't make sense. You should not accept any dogmas. And that's what's wonderful thing about this mission, is it is so logical and it makes a lot of sense. What will happen in future is, because of big trouble politicians face trouble. Okay, well anyway, so we can see again, we have to see the truth from the word of God and what is revealed in this mission. This mission is the only viable and the truth which has been sent with humanity, and is the only thing which makes sense if you have the slightest sense of deciphering the truth from the false. And if it had not made so much sense, I wouldn't be here myself, you know, because it is logical, it makes sense, it really shows that God truly exists, because he said he has done this thing and he has done them. He clearly shows that he has sent all this revelation. He promised them to come one after another. He revealed how he created four different humankind. The laborers, the warriors, the businessmen and intellectual, and how the cyclical movement of the last 12,000 years happened to this point, how we can continue this for future progress of humanity. So it's been given everything that humans didn't know about at all. Even they didn't know about this cyclical movement, this new way of social, you know, progress that is going to come to humanity. So there is much, much more into this mission than any one person probably can even fathom. And actually, that's another thing. I like to see different people in the mission, you know, pick up a different part of the this revelation and become proficient in one part of it. That, you know, for example, what is the cyclical movement? I like to see some people know more about it and how they can implement it into Earth. So we can see that, again, become a seeker of the truth. Don't be emotional. Don't believe in dogmas. Become correct thinker. There is nothing wrong to be a thinker, but leave the wrong thinking out, but replace it with the right thinking, the logical thinking. See the ways of God and the truth, and bring the facilitating body together to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. Alright, so we have another 10-12 minutes here together, and I hope all of you again study the teaching in a greater degree and bring discussion to this room so we can talk about things that is in the mission. I have a hard time to believe that everybody knows all parts of the teaching to that level that there is no way to discuss anything about it. So maybe you are. Maybe you all know the teaching in a deeper level, and we will wait for the people who come to the mission and bring the facilitating body on Earth. Of course, if he's happening here at this time, we are progressing in creating that body, and many new people are joining the mission, and many new contacts we have now in different places. We have a new contact in Malaysia and another one in Australia, and hopefully more people will come contact in the mission, and also people who come here to create the round table. We have a round table here that we are hoping one day 24 people will sit around it, and we will have 24 sections on Earth that each of them can manage, and eventually create the 144,000, you know, people that will reach to every corner on the Earth, and we eventually can start creating the communities of light all over the place. Are you talking about the Catholic Church? Okay. Well, the text goes very fast. Apparently, there are a lot of discussion going in the text between, you know, the divines and my little teddy bear, and I hope little teddy bear learned something here. And again, we encourage you, go to the website and come to our room, discuss this thing with the people in the room during the week, and eventually come to this conclusion that this is the truth. All right. I guess I don't have much anything to say anymore. It's been said everything that's said so far. Again, if you have anything you want to discuss or question, go ahead. Otherwise, we can meditate for last 10 minutes here together. And while meditating, if there is something came up, you can ask. Otherwise, we just meditate. Okay, welcome to the Mishnah Maitreya's conversation room. We have been conversing for last hour and a half here. If you have something to discuss, raise your hand. And from 5 minutes ago, since there was no question, we start meditating together. But DJ, if you have any question from the mission, go ahead. And raise your hand. That's interesting that our friend Little Bear, when it came to meditation and quietness and self-realization, he couldn't handle it. He just left. He said bye, and he couldn't handle the energy, which is to know thyself. And that's exactly what a lot of people do when they cannot stop talking, because if they stop talking, they start realizing. That's great, media slave. Silence is gold, and that is wonderful to meditate. Actually, we have another room, the meditation room, and that will be running again religion section. And if you like, you can go there and learn how we meditate and what is the process and procedure of using our universal mantra Hari Om Shri Hang Om Nam Kevalam, which means the goal of the life is to become divine, that divinity, God, is everything. The only word I have trouble with are God and reincarnation, really. And why are you having trouble with the word God? God is everything, and you are God yourself. You are a part of God. The self and God are the same. I am an atheist. Okay, that's fine. Actually, a lot of atheists are closer to God than the dogmatic religious people that they do not see. If you're an atheist, at least you believe in science, and science even have been coming to a very close understanding that there is a unified base on the universe. I can accept the word of, if you mean we call everything God, it's just a word. Science, absolutely. So even in science, they have come to the conclusion there is one base, an essence, that everything has come from that, and that is what we call God. Maybe you have a problem with the word God because of the definition of God in today's religion, as somebody sitting sitting out there and is always angry and yelling at people and all that. Again, if you believe in science, nothing can be destroyed and nothing can be created. Therefore, we have been here, we will be here forever. And so you see, our teaching actually is very close to science. And if you have the big bearded guy, yeah, right, I see what you mean. Yeah, not that, that is not the God we are talking about. You have, again, to understand the definition of God in our teaching and realize probably if it's a gal, he doesn't have any beard, but if it's a guy, that the depicting of, yes, he's sitting on his throne and he has a human body, and if you understand that we are talking about the essence of the universe, not a being, not a body, but something that it is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal, then maybe you can relate to that much better, and you will realize that really God, or whatever you want to call it, fine, we call it fine, formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal, indeed is the essence in everything and everywhere, and this creation is a relative truth. It is not permanent. That is why things die and are destroyed. So we invite you and encourage you that study and understand our teaching in a greater degree, then you realize that, wow, this makes a lot of sense. It's not something that it's not a religion, it is a path, it is an explanation of the universe. How close is this to Buddhism? Actually, Maitreya is being prophesied to come by Buddhists and Buddha himself, and it has elements of Buddhism. It talks about the same thing. The goal is to reach pure consciousness, which is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal, which you can say nirvana. And some people say nirvana, I mean nothingness. But really, what Buddha was saying was it is beyond human intellect and explanation. That is why it sounds like nothingness, but it's really not nothingness, it is something. So again, we invite all of you, go and study this thing, and we will be here again, and the mission will continue forward. We are calling you to come and join in a greater degree, and realize that you have been called for a greater, great endeavor. Do you have a website? Yes, I think they just posted it up there, www.maitreya.org. If you just click on that, you can go there, and it is a huge website. It has a lot of information, and please go and study them. And then, of course, if you have any questions, send us question at maitreya.org, or come back here in this room if you want to discuss about our teaching. Of course, you are welcome to come to this in this room and converse with us about the whole thing. our time is up, and again, I hope we get a better conversation going in this room. And yes, I was being sarcastic because it is being posted at least 3 million times society. Well, they like to make that very clear to everybody that that we have a website that you can go and study that by going there, and sometimes they post it for new people. Alright everybody, have a good week, and we will close this room, but we have another four other rooms in this section that you can go and join them. And there's a meditation room, there's a canned room, there is a reading room, and there is a discourses of previous staff song that you can all go and listen. But go to our website and find out the truth in a greater degree. I leave you all to God, and maybe see you next week. Shalom, everybody. Preacher in the television or church do, and they play with your emotion. Here we say the truth. If you want to emotional and jump and down and feel good and put your hands up, oh, I'm receiving Holy Ghost, then you are working with the emotion, and those things will not take you to God. Those are not the presence of the Holy Ghost. The presence of the Holy Ghost is the certitude and certainty of the presence of God and His Word, not a moment of relief of an emotional uplift. That is not the Holy Ghost. If you are looking for that momentary feeling, that is not the greatest thing that can come to man. Okay, the good human man, you can go ahead and ask your question if you want, but our time is finished. Actually, we are 5 minutes over. Okay, now you can let that stone light, because, you know, is not really helping the situation here. He is just babbling like a great Babylon the Great. You go ahead. What is his name? If you have another question, I'll stay a little longer. Good human man. And if you have a question, go ahead. And otherwise, is it true that you believe that the seventh seals have been opened? No, it's not that I believe. It is opened. It is revealed to humanity what they are, and the truth has been already given to man. Yes, it is open, and it is revealed to humanity. Now, since, as you say, these seven seals have been opened, where were they opened from? Each earth or heaven? They have been opened in heaven. The kingdom of God is already established in heaven, and they have been known to humanity or to a spirit from the very foundation of the creation, and now they are revealed to human where they are at this point. Of course, if you again, we encourage everybody, again, go to our website, go to our teaching. 12,000 years ago, the third eye of man was closed, and human became a rational animal, and now they forgot the eternal divine path. So, in the last 12,000 years, humanity didn't know about the eternal divine path. They know about the different revelation from different prophets, and now He has revealed the whole truth to humanity, and we know the eternal divine path. So, the seventh seal is open, yes. The last revelation of God has come. He has revealed the truth. He has revealed that He truly exists. And those who oppose Him, of course, oppose the Holy Ghost, and they are going to be in trouble. The seals have been opened from heaven, right? Just ask. What do you mean by open from heaven? If you want to come up and take the mic and explain yourself, you can do that. What do you mean by it is open from heaven? Okay, if you mean that, go ahead, good human man.
Well, I hope my mic works. I have...